Today's Moment of Science is about sea otters.
I love sea otters. They're so darn cute. The way they swim around and catch shellfish with their little paws. Mr. Waffles and I sit and watch those nature documentaries for hours at a time.
Mr. Waffles?
My cat.
Unfortunately, a lot of sea otters off the coast of California are dying off, and the problem may be Mr. Waffles.
What? Mr. Waffles is hurting sea otters? But I never let him out.
Well, maybe not your cat in particular, but house cats in general. A 4-year study was recently concluded by wildlife vet Melissa Miller at the California Department of Fish and Game to try to find out what is at the root of a sea otter sickness that has been causing the number of sea otters to drop dangerously low. They found that sea otters are being infected by Toxoplasma gondii. Toxoplasma gondii is a protozoan that is fatal to otters if it's ingested. They may be getting it from those shellfish they eat or just drinking it in seawater.
But how's it getting into the water?
The most likely explanation is house cats. Cats shed live toxoplasma eggs in their scat, which then washes downstream until it reaches the places where otters live.
The poor otters.
Not only is this bad for otters, it also shows us that pollution of the water is going on in ways we hadn't anticipated, which means that if we don't clean up now, there may be some more surprises down the road, such as what effect these protozoans might have on humans, since they are harmful to us, too.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Vicki Moretzky in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.